It is March 2nd, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at education.johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The Russian invasion is gumming up the Russian markets and investors' ability to interact. So is Moscow's ban on foreigners selling Russian assets. The Russian markets have been closed, which does not make it any easier. Now Stocks, the operator of Deutsche Börse's Qontigo indices, is removing 61 Russian companies from the indices. The FD said Stocks was to axe the 61 companies from the indices, but that seems like an unnecessarily violent description. Where Russian shares could trade, prices plunged in what the FT reported was panicky selling. The shares of London-listed shares of Sberbank, Russia's biggest lender, fell more than 90% on Wednesday, while state-owned Gazprom tumbled 85% and Novatek declined 96%. The trade reported Euroclear and Clearstream shut down settlement of Russian securities. Both Euroclear and Clearstream will no longer accept the ruble as settlement currencies, the story said. The trade also reported Deutsche Börse halts trading in all Russian names. A notice the trade saw from Deutsche Börse said trading of all instruments on Russian bonds, individual securities, and related structured products will be suspended at the end of today's trading for the protection of the public until further notice. The CFTC announced that Chairman Rostam Benham will deliver a keynote address at FIA's annual International Futures Industry Conference, also at Boca. Commissioner Dawn Stump will participate on the panel Regulatory Horizon, which will look at the regulatory issues on the horizon, including regulation of crypto assets, fintech, cloud, and cybersecurity sustainability. The 2022 Options Industry Conference keynote speaker will be Margaret Brennan, moderator of CBS News Face the Nation and CBS News Chief Foreign Affairs Correspondent. Given what is going on in the world, this seems like a timely selection. We had an edit to make in our interview with OSE President and CEO Moriyuki Iwanaga. We hope to get the interview out this week, but if you missed our interview with John McPartland, don't. It's a classic. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. First, a press release from the Museum of American Finance. Museum of American Finance to honor Stephen T. Muchin, Leo Melamed, and Thomas Petterfee at 2022 Gala. The Museum of American Finance will honor the achievements of financial leaders in the public and private sectors at its annual gala on March 7, 2022. This year's gala will be held virtually with CNBC's senior markets correspondent Bob Pisani and WealthTrack executive producer and managing editor Consuelo Mack serving as the masters of ceremony. My comment, 2 out of 3 isn't bad. Here's a story from the street. Billionaire Ken Griffin admits he was wrong about Bitcoin crypto. The famous hedge fund manager has always been one of the fiercest critics of cryptocurrencies. Billionaire Ken Griffin has a rocky relationship with the cryptosphere, to say the least. I still have my skepticism, but there are hundreds and millions of people in this world today who disagree with that, he said. My comment, one of the things about Ken Griffin is that he can admit when he's wrong. He can take new information and process it and challenge his previous beliefs or conclusions. If you would like to be able to do this too, you might consider reading a book by Adam Grant titled Think Again, The Power of Knowing What You Don't Know. I am listening to it on Audible right now. Here's another story, this one from the FT. Credit Suisse asks investors to destroy documents linked to oligarch and tycoon yacht loans. Swiss bank issues legal requests to stem information leaks after FT story on lending unit. Credit Suisse has asked hedge funds and other investors to destroy documents relating to its richest clients' yachts and private jets in an attempt to stop information leaking about a unit of the bank that has made loans to oligarchs who were later sanctioned. My comment, I get the impression Credit Suisse might soon be a part of history. Here's another story, this one from the FT. Public relations firms cut out Russia ties amid reputational fears. Agencies from FTI to Brunswick ditch clients regardless of their risk of sanctions. Leading public relations agencies have cut ties with Russian clients, fearing the reputational damage from being forced to defend those with links to the Kremlin or state industries. A UK Government Intelligence and Security Committee report in 2020 said that Russian money had been put in use in extending patronage and building influence across a wide sphere of the British establishment, including on PR firms that had been willing beneficiaries, contributing to a reputational laundering process. My comment, when the flacks are cutting and running, you know things are bad. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our most read story Monday was about Marcus Zwicky, Meghan Morgan, not surprisingly. The New York Times came in second with Russia is a Potemkin superpower. Placing third was the interview by John Lothian News with John McPartland, The History of Financial Futures. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is from Bloomberg Businessweek. A billionaire's heir hangs up his healing crystal to fix capitalism. William Petterfee spent his career avoiding working for his Wall Street tycoon father at Interactive Brokers until ESG became a thing. William Petterfee, the only son of billionaire Thomas Petterfee, has cycled through a lifetime's worth of occupations in his 32 years. He's been a ranch hand in Colorado, an organic farm worker in California, a student of yoga, sound therapy, and Chinese medicine, a board member for an environmental advocacy organization, and a post-production associate for a 10-part documentary series on archetypical astrology. He served time at two investment firms for about 9 months apiece, but those stints left him heart-crushed and pushed him in 2016 to go with his dog Bowie from New York to New Mexico in hopes of absorbing the healing powers of the desert. The next story is from Bloomberg. Ken Griffin talks Russia, market chaos, and a move to go public. Citadel's founder discussed his views on Bloomberg Wealth with David Rubenstein. Ken Griffin has encountered multiple challenges since founding Citadel 3 decades ago, including the 2008 financial crisis that came close to imperiling his firm. Now the world is facing a very different order of threat with Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Griffin spoke on Friday in Chicago for an episode of Bloomberg's Wealth with David Rubenstein about the fallout in markets, the negative ramifications that current U.S. sanctions are likely to have on American technology firms and the dollar, and the importance of ending Europe's energy dependency on Russia. The third and last story is from the Financial Times. The title is War in Ukraine: When Political Risks Upturn Commodity Markets. The Russian invasion has pushed up prices and highlighted the threat of raw materials becoming a foreign policy weapon. Like many people, Gary Sharkey has been consistently checking the news for the latest developments on the Russian invasion of Ukraine. But his interest is not just personal. As procurement director for Hovis, one of Britain's biggest bakers, Sharkey is responsible for buying in everything from grains for breads to steel for machinery. One more story. Moscow to ban foreign investors from selling Russian assets. Temporary measure comes after energy groups vow to divest holdings in response to Ukraine invasion. Moscow is imposing a temporary ban on foreign investors selling their Russian assets after key Western partners, including energy groups BP and Shell, announced plans to divest their holdings following the country's invasion of Ukraine. The move was aimed at preventing companies basing decisions on politics rather than economics, Moscow said. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.